Hello, I'm Norma Galumbus. Welcome to the Norma Galumbus Lifestyle Podcast, a part of the Saskatchewan Podcast Network. Thank you for listening. Today's episode is called The World of Sales, What I've Learned. Every experience in life teaches us something, and I often encourage my readers to try new things. I have learned a lot since I began my foray into the world of sales as a home-based business owner. I started a small business, and it sounded like an excellent idea. How hard could it be? But running your own business differs from working for an organization or another person. If you are the sole owner and operator, then the success or demise of the business falls solely on you. When you're marketing a product, how do you know how much exposure is too much? At what point do people get sick of hearing from you? I had no clue what I was doing when I started. The first trade show I went to, I took way too much stuff. I rented two tables and they were piled full. It was a lot of work to load and unload and set it all up. It looked like an episode from a hoarder's show. I sold a few things, but at the end of the day, the table looked about the same as it had that morning. I felt a bit foolish. When it was over, I shoved my goods in my vehicle as fast as I could and got out of there. I needed to regroup. Although many trade shows were canceled over the last 2 years, I was a vendor at several shows. In-person sales are challenging, as I'm not really comfortable approaching people with a sales pitch. After a couple of years of experience, I do feel I have come a long way and I am more comfortable greeting and chatting with people. You need thick skin to be a salesperson. This experience has been an eye-opener for me, and I became aware of some habits that I have that I never thought about before. You see things differently when you're on the other side of the sales table. Before I became a vendor, I never thought about all that goes into planning a significant function like that. One of the sales I went to had over 100 vendors. The off-the-cuff remarks people make can sometimes be hurtful. Be aware of how you treat people in those passing moments in life that we falsely assume are insignificant. When people walk by and don't acknowledge your existence, it can leave you feeling deflated. I mean, seriously, humor me. Take my card, tell me you forgot your wallet in the car, or you're going to come back, even if you don't have any intention of doing so. Be kind, it doesn't cost anything. I know I've done this because I'm scared if I make eye contact, I will feel obligated to make a purchase. Now, when I go as a shopper, I try to look the seller in the eye and acknowledge them as a person and give a positive comment on what they're doing, even if I don't intend to make a purchase. Sales tips. When deciding on products to make, think about how heavy or fragile the product will be. For example, the rice syrupy bags I make are heavy, especially when you pile a bunch of them in a box. I learned that lesson the hard way, as I could barely lift it. First impressions are crucial. If a seller looks crusty and unapproachable, doesn't stand to greet customers, or if they're on their phone looking disinterested, it does turn customers off. Don't sit yourself next to the spud nut table. Spud nuts are small donuts made with potato flour, and they're delicious. Try to support other vendors, though, hopefully without spending more than you make. Too many items on a table apparently overwhelms people. I have often thought that I can't imagine doing sales like this every weekend, as some do. Why do people do it? Besides the obvious of making an income or some money on the side, many people that I've run into have worked for someone else for a long time and want to be their own boss. Social people need the interaction of getting out and talking to customers and other vendors who become like colleagues. This is going to sound blunt, but if you're going looking for something cheap, go to a garage sale or the dollar store. If you are interested in supporting crafters, then go to craft sales and trade shows. The time it takes to make handmade products can't be compared to mass-produced items. The perks of self-employment. You can complain about management all you want without getting fired. It's possible to get pissed off and quit every day and be hired back the next morning with no questions asked. You don't even have to apologize and eat crow. Staff meetings are short and everyone is in compliance with your decisions. You don't have to share the donuts with anyone at the meeting. Sleeping in and then working till midnight is an option. The gift of unsupervised time. You can take an executive lunch to leisurely savor the meager leftovers in your fridge. And stretchy pants are acceptable as a wardrobe staple. Networking with others in the vendor community is helpful. They have skills. I kid you not, some of the vendors at the sales are like SWAT teams. They're in there, unpacked and set up in a flash, and they're gone just as quickly when it's over. They don't mess around. I, on the other hand, just started to pack up and they're halfway home. What I've learned thus far. First, thorough product research and testing are required. Take feedback and use it, whether it is negative or positive. Pay close attention to detail is key. Aside from producing a quality product, the font style, color, packaging, etc. that you use are important. It is simply good etiquette and respectful to the organizers to continue to sell until the assigned end time of the sale. When you need is a whole other set of skills for marketing. What you think is a product that everyone will love can fall flat, and you have to be able to move on. Sales skills are honed on the job. I've learned by watching how experienced vendors display their products, how many items they bring, how they pack and transport items, and what products sell. To my family's dismay, I am coming around to the idea of purchasing items from people who are trying to make a living doing it, instead of buying all the ingredients and spending the time and effort to do it myself. Half the time, it doesn't even turn out, and then I'm really pissed. It felt good to support others and their small businesses, and I got delicious goodies like cookies, tarts, pie, caramel corn, bread, wontons, and Christmas pudding. The women I purchased from are veterans of the range, and I knew anything they made would be excellent, and I was right. Small businesses are the foundation of this country, and I salute you all. Visit my lifestyle blog for episode pictures and links to my garden and published works pages, food blog, and gift shop. My website address is in the episode notes. The Saskatchewan Podcast Network is supported by Direct West. Is marketing getting in the way of running your business? Direct West has a local expert team right here in Saskatchewan that will work with you to build your website exactly how you imagine it. Let them help you improve your online presence and head to directwest.com to learn more.
The Saskatchewan Podcast Network is supported by Kinexus. Does money spark joy in your life or cause you stress? If you said stress, you're not alone. For 42% of Canadians, their biggest stressor comes from money. At Kinexus, they care about your financial well-being. Money doesn't have to be stressful, and Kinexus is here to help. The Kinexus hashtag MoneyTalk blog provides expert advice, tips, and solutions for all life stages and events. Getting married, buying a house, budgeting, saving, they cover it all and more. And did I mention it's free? Check it out today at kinexusmoneytalk.ca and start feeling confident and stress-free about your money.